Are we ready? Are we ready? 'Cause it's Thursday, yeah, yeah. Because it's Thursday, yeah, yeah. Because it's Thursday, yeah, yeah. Because it's Thursday, yeah, yeah.
Live and local with Monica J. On 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today. We got a lot of interesting things to talk about, including defunding the police. Wow. There's just a lot of this going on out there, and it is downright stupidity. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk is your live and local FM talk stations. Doesn't matter where you live in Northern Nevada. Let's talk about all of it, because Washoe County, Clark County, they affect everybody. You know that it trickles downhill thing? Yeah. As they say, Nevada has a tendency to do what California does, implement what California does. That's because of Washoe and Clark County. We have to make sure that this BS doesn't get into the rurals. And it easily could, because we've got a lot of people that are transplanting themselves from Las Vegas into Northern Nevada. Into all of Northern Nevada. Well, Las Vegas, Clark County, they haven't been able to be conservative or take care of themselves for decades. So why should we entrust our confidence in people that keep coming from Las Vegas to try and take over Northern Nevada? We've seen it in the school system twice now. We've seen it in the city manager position. We've seen it in all kinds of positions here in Northern Nevada. Well, we need to stop that. And we need to get some true Northern Nevadans in place. So, are you happy with the way things turned out on primary election day? Because I'm sure not. I'm still getting emails and phone calls and texts that I didn't receive a ballot. I didn't know it was strictly mail-in. Even though we seem to be getting pretty high numbers when it comes to response in the number of people voting. But when you break that down, how is that number going to look? More Democrats this time around than Republicans? So many things to look at. But I want you to do this. Wherever you live, whatever county, whatever town, if you did not receive your mail-in ballot, if your signature was rejected, which really gets me, this is where I think, you know, this could possibly be the grounds for a lawsuit. I received an email from a lady who I highly trust. She's a wonderful woman, and she has lived in her home for years and years and years. She has voted consistently from that location, so the registrar of voters has it. Same political party. Yet when she mailed in her ballot which because of a disability, she normally does. It was returned this time because they couldn't verify her signature, even though her signature hadn't changed. Here's the problem. My signature has changed over the years. One of the reasons my last name has changed. It takes a while to kind of teach yourself or re-teach yourself how to sign new names. My signature looks nothing like it did 10 years ago because I changed the way that I sign my M's. So you tell me how a volunteer worker or even a paid staff member is a handwriting analyst. How many signatures were thrown back and said, can't be verified? Somebody didn't take care of it in time. And so now they're out. I know they say it's a way of protecting the vote. But is it really? I mean, even when I went and voted 2 years ago at Raley's, which bad on Secretary of State Barbara Sagafsky, pulling the plug back in April to have a mail-in ballot for the primary. I didn't realize she was psychic, or her team was psychic, could see into June. But we can go into Walmart, Raley's, all the other grocery stores. Yet you can't set up polling places there. Absolutely ridiculous. I know she was going along with Governor Sisolak, but there should have been pushback. She's a Republican. Where were all of our other Republicans? Where were all these elected representatives? Where was the state GOP? Oh, we got to get a lawsuit started. But that's all anybody knows how to do nowadays. Let's just go for the lawsuit, see how it works. Well, you know, a judge rejected the second attempt to halt mail-in primary. Federal judge. Wonder if it was the same federal judge who threw out our petition request to recall the governor. Probably not. But you never know. Because whether you like it or not, judges are not nonpartisan. They are recommended. A lot of the federal judges that we have had here in Nevada, recommended by Harry Reid, put in place by Obama. Do you think any of this is going to go into the favor of the people? No. Secretary of State's office says everything is reverted back now to a regular general election. Okay, but what if you're not happy with the results of the primary and you think things may have been skewed? What do you think? I mean, here in Washoe County, you're going to see some some runoffs. And it is so important for you to vote conservative. Like the school board, Scott Kelly faces off with Jeff Church. Start donating to Jeff Church so we can get those signs out. Jeff Church needs to be on the school board. Reno City Council at large, Devin Reese, and Eddie Lorton. Eddie Lorton needs to be on that city council. There's going to be huge problems in the future because of what we are facing now. And it could boil down to this primary election. Was your voice heard? Do you believe your voice was counted? I mean, I see things like PK O'Neill getting back into the running for Republicans. I don't understand how that happens when so many people were against him. Were there that many sleepers? I honestly don't know if I trust this last primary. Of course, they say, you know, trust no one now, but we're going into some serious issues that I'll come back with, and a very interesting article from the RGJ about, well, what happened at the city council meeting yesterday? You know, that one that you don't get to go to? That you have to jump through hoops to public comment? Well, there was a very interesting public comment period that we'll be talking about. And how things are skewed in favor of the left. And how literally the right is demonized. This is getting pretty pathetic in our little burg here in northern Nevada, Washoe County, city of Reno. And we can't let it continue. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Good morning. I know I'm getting people fired up first off, but let me throw this out to you. While we've been on shutdown and things literally not getting done that are productive, where are all the street crews that should have been out working and doing stuff and fixing things? I mean, general public was supposed to be on lockdown for all that time. Wouldn't it have been smart to get all those city crews out immediately since they were essential workers and get stuff fixed? Yeah, just a thought. It's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, the Monica J. Show. Log on to 991FMTalk.com.
Monica J. on KKFT.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Log on to 991FMTalk.com. Should Governor Sisolak rectify Nevada's unconstitutional government union dues scheme? Great article on this at npri.org. And it is unconstitutional. So check that out for yourself. Then answer today's poll question. Yesterday's poll question Let's see. Not quite sure if I remember what yesterday's poll question was. To be honest with you, I've got so much stuff going through my head. So I'll get back to that in just a minute. But I do want you to focus on the one for today. Because we need to get somebody from NPRI, I think the gentleman that wrote this article. We're going to have him on very recently, or soon. And coming up at 10:35, we will have a special guest joining us to talk about the ramifications, the possibilities of defunding law enforcement. Because that would be more of a mess than you could possibly imagine. So, thank you, Kelly. Yesterday's poll question, is this just a diversion, this defunding law enforcement? 61% of you said yes, 10% said no. Got some interesting answers here. With the left, it's one scandal to deflect from their last scandal. 23% of people participating said yes, that's the way it is. No police, license to loot, etc. But no police in my hood anyway. Sparks, Nevada. Yeah, whatever happened to just police patrolling, you know, when you used to see law enforcement? That was an interesting time. That was the old days. You only see police now if it's at a special event or if they're called. But even when they're called, that's, you know, if they've got time for it or if it meets their level of response need. But more on that to come. Let's go to the talk and text line, 884-9910. Yay! This is a very special event. I talked about it yesterday, happening at Famous Dave's. George is on the line with us today, and for those who would like to participate, George, please explain what's going on at Famous Dave's, I believe, what, 5:30 tonight?
That's what the problem is. I caught you at the gym yesterday saying something about it, but I can't find anything on the internet, and I was wondering if you had any more details.
Let's see. I do. We are going to have a Veterans for Trump get-together. It's today at Famous Dave's. Let's see. Can I get this? I will send this to my producer right now, and he will put it on my webpage. But it is today on the patio, so plenty of room for social distancing. 5:30. You pay for your drink. But Trump is going to pay for the barbecue. How about that?
That's nice.
And you can also pick up your Trump yard signs there, because we have to make that loud and proud and very well known in the community that we support Trump. Because,
well, I've got a Trump flag and Trump sign in my front yard right next to the Old Glory.
Well, see, you're already on top of it, so you go for the barbecue. How about that? And to share experiences.
Will do.
All right. Thanks, George. You know, I need to go to that, too. I'm not a veteran, but I think I want to go and I just want to get out of the house and do something, to be honest with you. Let's go back to the phone lines and check in with Samantha this morning. And Samantha, are you from Oakland?
Hi, Monica. Yeah, I'm a retired Oakland police officer from Oakland.
Oh, gosh, I can imagine the stories you could tell us.
Lots of stories, Monica. But I wanted to talk to you about why police don't patrol anymore. In Oakland, we had, in the old days, a lot of beat pride, we called it. And we would patrol and do proactivity from happening so that there would be no 911 calls coming in and paperwork.
Yeah, it was community policing.
Exactly. And then we started getting into a lot of trouble for any type of proactivity. It was the stop and frisk. They were accusing us of racial profiling. Why are you stopping drug dealers on the corner? Stuff like that. So we would get into a lot of trouble doing the proactivity and stopping and contacting people and doing actual police work. So police basically for the past 10 to 15 years have stopped doing the proactivity because we are threatened with our jobs being accused of racial profiling and no probable cause to stop people. And that's why you see police cars now, police officers out in the street, they're hiding. They're hiding and just waiting for the 911 call to come in, and then they go and take the paper, and then they go away again. And you're right, they're not patrolling anymore, and it's sad.
Samantha, was that coming from, like, the captains, the chief of police, the city? Where did it come down from, those rules, those restrictions?
In Oakland, it came from the mayor and the city council.
Okay. So that's going to be the same thing here.
It was the last thing our commanders really wanted to do. And then the mayor, of course, has a big hand in hiring the police chief. So eventually we got police chiefs who would do exactly what the mayor said. And that's when community policing fell apart, and proactivity and patrolling and knowing who lived on your beat and being out there every day. That's when that all fell apart, when we got into too much trouble, couldn't talk to people anymore.
So welcome to Northern Nevada and the city of Reno, where the mayor just chooses an unqualified person to be police chief. And now he's acting city manager as well. So, you know, we are totally messed up here. Samantha, thank you so much for the insight and the call. I appreciate it. Again, it's not the officers. It's because those who we put in charge in government do not support law enforcement. Even though these Democrats are getting accolades and support from the police chiefs union, from the unions in general. That's just pathetic because, again, that's still not the voice of the members of law enforcement. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk weather. Brought to us by Simple Cremation. Simple Cremation offers pre-need cremation packages starting at $899. Find out more at simplecremation.us. Mid-80s for today. We're going to see temperatures ease a bit tomorrow. So a few clouds, a little wind. 75 tomorrow in Reno. And by Saturday, we're into the upper 60s. Today at 3, Lars Larson, 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today. Live and local talk for all of Northern Nevada. And man, Victor, you just nailed it. Nailed it. In the last half hour, I was talking about this is the possibility of mail-in ballot fraud, is when ballots are returned because signatures can't be verified. Victor just sent me a quick email. Just wanted to make a comment on signatures on mail-in ballots. Who knows how to write in cursive anymore? My kids are not taught that in elementary or junior high school. So new generations don't even know how to write in cursive to sign your name. So how can they check it against a signature? That is so right on. There's again another one of the reasons why we should not have stopped teaching cursive. Children are not getting the education they deserve, that you pay for. That public education that is literally going liberal. You know, at least when they kept it in the universities, you paid for that extra. You paid extra to go to the university. But now, all of our taxes go to funding K through 12. And yet what kids are learning today is there's 32 different genders. That there's, if you're white, if you're a white child, you are privileged. Is this really the education that you want for your kids, your grandkids, your nieces, your nephews? Homeschool or get them into private school, because this is getting crazy. Speaking of getting crazy, I don't even know what to say. Coming from a law enforcement family, what I am seeing, hearing from Samantha in the last segment about Oakland and why there's no more community policing. Well, joining us right now is Ross Marchand. And we're going to talk about Ross. Let me give you his title. Ross is the director of public policy at the... Oh, did we lose? We lost Ross. Okay, we're going to get him right back on the line. He is the director of public policy at the Taxpayers Protection Alliance. Okay. He writes quite a bit for different publications in Florida. But this is where the line comes in. Do you, and trust me, Reno City Council is looking at this. Because the Reno City Council did nothing but pander to looters, to rioters. They put the police in harm's way. They didn't stand behind them. Actually, what they should have been doing was standing out in front of them and protecting them from bottles and rocks and things. But this is how we are seeing law enforcement treated all across the country. Right now in Seattle, Washington, a police precinct was abandoned at the call of their city government and their mayor. All of those businesses for blocks, abandoned, no protection, that protection that they pay for. And the only people that are being harassed and murdered, ambushed, our law enforcement officers. Joining us right now, again, is Ross Marchand, who is the director, and what a job this has to be, Ross. Thank you so much. The director of public policy at the Taxpayers Protection Alliance. I don't see taxpayers having protection, Ross.
No, they usually don't have protection, but hey, that's what gives me a job. So, can't be
as long as we can keep you employed, Ross, that we're happy with that. Ross, what is going on with these elected officials, these elected representatives, sorry, they're not official, they're representatives, trying to defund law enforcement?
I have absolutely no idea. And no matter what you actually mean, the phrase defund police, I mean, that's just not going to end well. You know, people are claiming, hey, we don't actually mean defund police. We just want to replace policemen with more social workers. I mean, that's totally fine. Then don't say defund police. I mean, it's just a ludicrous proposal, and it sounds ludicrous because it is ludicrous.
So who are these people that they would put in their place? I mean, what is Seattle going to do?
I have no idea. But look, I mean, the most important thing is not trying to cater to these just frankly, idiotic defund police proposals. The way forward is reforms like ending qualified immunity. That's the only truly sustainable path forward, not quote-unquote defunding police, whatever that means.
So how big of a role do the unions play in all of this?
I mean, unfortunately, police unions, like any other public sector union under the sun, is way too powerful. Now, look, they protect their own, which is totally understandable. I mean, it's naturally, it's instinctual for unions to protect their own members. But when taxpayers are bearing the brunt of this and they're being forced to pay for these gargantuan city settlements, right, time after time, incident after incident, taxpayers, citizens of these cities are losing big time.
So explain to the listener what qualified immunity is.
Absolutely, yeah. Qualified immunity is this idea that, let's say, a police officer harms someone or wrongs someone in some way, they cannot be held legally accountable in so much as they cannot, except under very limited circumstances, be forced to pay damages, monetary compensation to the victims. It's all but impossible to get that monetary compensation under the status quo.
What happens when people have finally had enough and a bad cop is removed? Do they lose? I mean, if you're a bad doctor, you lose your license to practice, and then you can't really practice anyplace else unless you, you know, manipulate things. What happens to a bad cop when they're finally out of the force?
Right. Well, I mean, there is a lot in between. So if you're a doctor, right, you may not be removed. But even short of that, maybe you were sued numerous times for medical malpractice. And if that's the case, then your insurance premiums for medical malpractice are going to go up and up and up. And there comes a point where you eventually become uninsurable. But this does not happen to police officers. There's no similar accountability because, like what I said before, there is no liability because of qualified immunity. That is what is getting in the way of accountability.
So do bad cops just move around to different positions?
Pretty much, yeah. And sometimes, oftentimes, the police will conduct their own internal investigation. But there comes a time when it's a huge problem for an organization to be investigating their own members. I mean, there's just no accountability. The government cannot adequately investigate themselves. It just doesn't work.
Well, yeah, we've seen that, yeah, on all different levels of government.
It's a disaster. You can't do that.
So should the community be involved when there is, you know, charges brought up against an officer? Or, I mean, how should that play out?
How it should play out is that whenever there is a finding of wrongdoing and people need to be paid their due, victims need to be paid their due, police officers should pay for that rather than you and me, taxpayers. I mean, a humble suggestion.
That is an awesome idea. Absolutely awesome idea. It seems to take so long, though, when, you know, charges or something is brought up against law enforcement. Should it be something that happens more expediently?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And this goes into the wider issue of legal reform. I mean, it takes such a long time. And that is a constitutional imperative that we have in our system, that we need to expedite this process for legal accountability.
Legal accountability, personal accountability, professional accountability. It's just accountability just isn't out there anymore, Ross.
No, absolutely not. When you're dealing with a big government that lives beyond its means and is shielded from any sort of independent investigation, this is exactly what happens, and we all pay the price in more ways than one.
Yeah, don't get me started on pension funding, because that's...
that's a whole nother segment right there.
That's a whole nother segment right there. So, yeah, Ross, thank you so much for joining us. And that's, you know, that's what we should be shouting instead of defund police, is end qualified immunity. And maybe cops can help be held, bad cops can be held accountable.
Absolutely. And hopefully that becomes the case.
All right. Ross Marchand, Director of Public Policy at the Taxpayers Protection Alliance. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
Thank you. And stay safe. That's, you know, that's the saying nowadays. Stay safe. And it's such a generic kind of, instead of goodbye, stay safe. What is that? From the virus? From bad political choices that people keep making? That's why we need to go back to Democrat control. I mean, my head just about exploded. To Republican control. Who's the party of law enforcement? Just protecting laws in general. The Republicans. Everything you see going on right now is because of progressives and what the Democrats have done to this state. We'll be back right after this. And the talk and text lines are open. because you better get your call in now, because I've got Chet Adams coming up after 11. And wow, we are going to talk about government oversight and government overreach. It's getting bad, people. And we only have ourselves to hold accountable because of the people that we keep electing to represent us. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
Sorry, I'm reading text. It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Just as the mic opened up, I just read this text that came in. Normal police don't need to be trained and outfitted like Navy SEALs and then be told by the mayor to give everybody hugs. That is so true, because that is literally what they're doing. You are seeing National Guardsmen. You are seeing law enforcement. You are seeing just white people in general. Not bowing down, but kneeling in front of people. And not even people from the black community. No, people from Black Lives Matter, from Antifa, all of these groups out there that are just trying to cause mayhem, trying to intimidate people, trying to have people believe that they are something that they're not. And that's racist. I am so sad to see people buying into the BS that, well, our media, our local media is putting out there. All of those 1,000 people that showed up at the Believe Square. That's funny that they would do it in front of the Believe sign when I do not believe that. I would say more than half of the people that were there are even from this community. Not when you have organizations like Action, the Sunrise Movement, these progressive movements that are in Nevada City, they're in Auburn, they're in Chico, they're in Sacramento, and they all start putting their little messages out that we need to go support because BLM, Antifa, Sunrise Movement, yeah, all about climate, the climate crisis that we are supposed to be going through. Did you know that doctors were urged to put climate on death certificates? How is that even reasonable? Well, in a progressive's mind, it is. Because this is not, it's not about a virus. It's not about one man's death. It's not about any of this other BS. It is about control. 884-9910, talk and text. Let's check in with Kurt this morning. Kurt, have you denounced your white privilege yet? Kurt, where are you?
Sorry. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Two people talking at me at once. I have to apologize for my white privilege, Monica. I mean, I've had that all my life, and I don't know what to do about it. Now I'm in problems because I'm also a senior, so I guess I have senior, you know, privilege I have you know, apologize for. And then I guess if my current city council representative, being that she's female and blind, I think she better apologize for that, because I'm sure she's got
No, I'm pretty sure she did. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that Neoma Jardin is apologizing for her white, privilege. I wouldn't be surprised if she was one kneeling.
We have to have Devin Reese apologize, a dozen more times, to get the point across. Because if people don't realize it, he's the handpicked successor for Hillary. Mm-hmm. And, that infuriated me so much this morning when I read that. And I thank the RGJ for writing it, because I don't have the time to be able to watch all this stuff. But boy, that is so telling about our council. Anyway, thanks for letting me vent.
You are very welcome, and you can vent anytime that you want. And, there's a tragedy right there. That is a travesty of justice that, nobody knew really that Kurt Gottschalk was running against Neoma Jardin because he was left off of lists and not even put out there, even by me, because I didn't know until the last minute. He should have won the primary. And it upsets me that he didn't, because it's just the same old of, our council doing nothing but pandering to progressives. That's all they do on the Reno City Council. I'm glad I live in the county for now. Might have to move to Sparks, because they actually got it going on over there. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.